And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 12th of November. The publication of The Joyful Vegan, How to Stay Vegan in a World That Wants You to Eat Meat, Dairy, and Eggs, by Colleen Patrick-Goudreau, was on this day in 2019. Many people choose veganism as a logical and sensible response to their concerns about animals, the environment, and/or their health. But despite their positive intentions and the personal benefits they experience, they're often met with resistance from friends, family members, and society at large. These external factors can make veganism socially difficult and emotionally exhausting to sustain. This leads to an unfortunate reality. The majority of vegans and vegetarians revert back to consuming meat, dairy, or eggs, breaching their own values and sabotaging their own goals in the process. Colleen Patrick-Goudreau, known as the Joyful Vegan, has guided countless individuals through the process of becoming vegan. Now, in her seventh book, she shares her insights into why some people stay vegan and others stop. It's not because there's nothing to eat, it's not because there isn't enough protein in plants, and it's not because people lack willpower or moral fortitude. Rather, people stay vegan or not depending on how well they navigate the social, cultural, and emotional aspects of being vegan, constantly being asked to defend your eating choices, living with the awareness of animal suffering, feeling the pressure, often self-inflicted, to be perfect, and experiencing guilt, remorse, and anger. In these pages, Colleen shares her wisdom for managing these challenges and arms readers with solutions and strategies for cultivating healthy relationships with vegans and non-vegans, communicating effectively, sharing enthusiasm without proselytizing, finding like-minded community, and experiencing peace of mind as a vegan in a non-vegan world. By implementing these tools provided in the book, readers will find they can live ethically, eat healthfully, engage socially, and remain a joyful vegan. And the publication of Hungry, Beautiful Animals, The Joyful Case for Going Vegan by Matthew Haltman, PhD, was on this day in 2024. A new approach to veganism as a joyful celebration of life on this planet that is a gateway into a better life for us all. Perhaps you've looked at factory farming or climate change and thought, I should become a vegan. And like most people who think that, very probably you haven't. Why? Well, in our world, roast turkey emanates gratitude, steak confers virility, and chicken soup represents a mother's love. Against that, simply swapping meat for plants won't work. In Hungry, Beautiful Animals, philosopher Matthew Haltman shows us how, despite all the forces arrayed against going vegan, we can create an abundant life for everyone without using animals for food. It might seem that moral rectitude or environmental judgment should do the trick, but they can't. Going vegan must be about flourishing for all life. Shame and blame don't lead to flourishing. We must do it with joy instead. Hungry, Beautiful Animals is more than philosophy. It's a book of action, of forgiveness, of love. Funny and wise, this book frees us joyfully to want what we already know we need. And here's a poem for today. Let Joy Alone Be Remembered Now by Thomas More. Let thy joys alone be remembered now. Let thy sorrows go sleep a while. Or if thought's dark cloud come o'er thy brow, let love light it up with his smile. For thus to meet and thus to find that time whose touch can chill each flower of form, each grace of mind, hath left thee blooming still. O, joy alone should be thought of now. Let our sorrows go sleep a while. Or should thought's dark cloud come o'er thy brow, let love light it up with his smile. When the flowers of life's sweet garden fade, if but one bright leaf remain of the many that once its glory made, it is not for us to complain, but thus to meet and thus to wake in all love's early bliss. O time, all other gifts may take, so he but leaves us this. Then let joy alone be remembered now. Let our sorrows go sleep a while. Or if thought's dark cloud come o'er the brow, let love light it up with his smile. Let Joy Alone Be Remembered Now by Thomas More. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with a reminder to practice moments of joy today.